Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Separate shootings in North St. Louis. A teenager was wounded, and then later, an 82-year-old man. There's concern because of the ages.
A near tragedy in Franklin County after officials say a man blew by a school bus picking up children. Our troopers say they narrowly missed getting hit and the charges that driver now faces.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
O.J. Simpson dies from cancer. A look back at his football career and high-profile double murder case, plus reaction to his death. Welcome back, everybody, on this Friday. It's April 12th, and you are watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. Thank you so much for waking up with us. We're going to take a live look now at our roof camera here in Maryland Heights. It's about to get hot in her. Meteorologist Angela Huddy is on the weather deck with the details.
Sound like Nelly.
Yeah, those temperatures are really going to pop over the weekend and into early next week. One more, I'll say, coolish day today, but a more comfortable day, a more spring-like day before we kind of start to reach into summer-like territory. The breezes are still up this morning, but with full sunshine, you're going to probably want to get outside and enjoy. But again, just remember, it will be a little windy at times. You can see the palm fronds back here dancing behind my head. Temperatures this morning, jacket weather, sweatshirt weather for sure. Upper 40s out the door. Highs this afternoon will be closer to that 70-degree mark. So expect a bus ride, evening commute ride home temperature to be in the upper 60s. You will need those sunglasses throughout the day. We'll talk about our winds, how strong they'll be through the day when they ease, and those very warm temperatures for the weekend coming up in just a few minutes.
All right, it's a clear commute on 70 if you're moving past Air Flight this morning. This, despite our closure over at the airport. So keep in mind, Lambert International Boulevard 270 East, you're dealing with that ramp closure until the end of June. Still, your speed sitting around 50 as you hop on 170. Heading south towards Lindbergh, it's going to take you about 5 minutes. If you're hopping on 64 instead, let's go ahead and get a look at Hanley. Things moving nicely. That bus has been sitting at that overpass intersection, though, for the past 15 minutes. Who knows? Maybe they're headed towards our 55 interchange. If you are, your speeds are sitting around 65. That will accommodate your commute over Poplar, though, if you're heading east into Illinois. That's going to change tonight. I'll tell you more about it in the next few minutes.
An elderly man and a teenage boy, both shot in separate incidents in North St. Louis, and there is raising concern because of the victims' ages.
At the Power of Two's Chris Renier live downtown this morning. Chris, is anybody in custody for these crimes?
Blair and John, good morning to both of you. Authorities tell me so far no suspects in either of these cases. Both of the victims are expected to survive. These shootings happening hours apart and are being investigated as first-degree assault cases this morning. Here is what we know so far about these shootings. Police tell us an 82-year-old man was shot in his chest at Prairie and North Market in the Jeff Vanderloo neighborhood. That shooting taking place just after 7:30 last night. Police telling me this morning that authorities got a call for shots fired in that area, and when they got there, they found the elderly man outside with a gunshot wound to his chest. Authorities say he was conscious and breathing when he was rushed to the hospital. The latest word we have this morning from police is that the 82-year-old man is in stable condition. About 5 hours earlier, a 16-year-old boy was shot multiple times, also in North St. Louis. That incident happened at 23rd and Angelica in the Hyde Park neighborhood. Authorities responding to that scene about 2:40 yesterday afternoon. In that incident, police tell us a dark-colored sedan pulled up next to the 16-year-old and shots were fired from the vehicle during an attempt to rob the teen. Authorities say the 16-year-old was rushed to the hospital after being hit multiple times, police reporting his condition this morning as stable. No information about whether anything was actually taken from that 16-year-old boy. You were asked to call police if you have any information on either of these cases. For now, live downtown, I'm Chris Vernier.
Thank you so much, Chris. It is 6:03 right now. Well, a driver is in jail this morning after a close call for children on their way to school in Franklin County. Troopers say they were about to cross the street to get on a school bus when a car blew by, ignoring signals to stop. The Power of Two's Max Deeknight talked to troopers who have a warning for drivers this morning.
It's a far too common sight. Videos like this showing drivers ignoring signals to stop and driving right by school buses stopped to pick up or drop off young students. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says it happened again this morning, this time in Franklin County.
Like, it sounds like there was a parent or grandparent that was there that was able to see the van coming and was able to stop the children before they crossed the road.
Thompson says around 8 a.m., an off-duty police officer saw it all happen and called it in. 42-year-old Corey B. Lacey of House Springs is accused of driving a white van past a school bus stop arm, almost hitting three kids, and then driving off. Thompson says when troopers tried to stop Lacey, he led them on a chase, weaving in and out of traffic before slamming into another car, crashing near Highway O and Robertsville Road, and then trying to run off. Lacey was arrested around 8:35. No one was injured.
No, you've got to be really paying attention, watching those stop arms, making sure that they see those stop signs out, that you're slowing down, that you're stopping for those, and making sure that no children crossing the road. The last thing we ever want is for one of our children to be struck by a vehicle, especially at a bus stop itself.
Lacey faces a felony charge for leaving the scene of a crash. He also had warrants out for his arrest in Jefferson County and St. Charles for driving without insurance and having an expired license. Thompson says this all could have been avoided had he just stopped for the bus.
We have somewhere we have to be, you know, every morning, every afternoon. But when you see that school bus stopped, loading or unloading children, you just got to have some patience and just wait so we can make sure those kids get off the bus safely.
And a burglary at an East St. Louis nonprofit that rescues animals and also provides resources to pet owners. Gateway Pet Guardians shared these images, and they also have images of the thieves who stole, here it is, several laptops. They took dog medications and even leftover pizza from the volunteer's refrigerator. They're hoping anybody watching this right now may recognize these thieves. The organization is also accepting donations to replace the stolen items and to help get better lighting and security after what happened. If you have any information, please call the St. Clair County Sheriff's Department.
And a plane crashed yesterday morning in Crawford County. The Missouri Highway Patrol reports the single-engine plane went down in a rural area at Watson and Cooper Hollow. This is near Sullivan. Two people were on board, and they were not injured in the crash.
Pretty lucky with all those trees around. How about that? Well, the Power of Two is your local election headquarters, and there's a special election today in Bridgeton. They're choosing a mayor. It's to fill the vacancy left by longtime Mayor Terry Briggs, who died in February. He had been elected to a fourth term in 2023. Council Chair Randy Hine and Councilman Don Hood are running to complete the remaining 3 years of Briggs's term. Voters can cast their ballot at three locations: St. Louis County Board of Elections office, the Bridgeton Trails Library, and the Bridgeton Rec Center. Voting began just minutes ago, and that was at 6 o'clock, and it continues until 7 tonight.
Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice is out of jail on bond this morning. He turned himself into Texas police on charges related to a crash caught on camera. This happened back on March 30th in Dallas. Investigators say after the crash, a group of people got out of a Lamborghini and a Corvette and then ran off without talking to police or checking to see if anybody was hurt. Rice previously admitted his involvement. He said he takes full responsibility. He was driving the Lamborghini. He turned himself in yesterday and was released on bond last night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.